Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City. Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
A new school and work year has begun. Have you settled into your new rhythm? Many of you may be working hard in a new environment or have just started a new life here in Fukuoka. So this week, I'd like to introduce the Fukuoka is Open Center, a one-stop consultation service for foreign residents living in Fukuoka Prefecture. The Fukuoka is Open Center is a free consultation service that supports the improvement of living and working conditions so that people can live safely and comfortably and also thrive in Fukuoka. Located on the third floor of Across Fukuoka in Tenjin Chuo Ward, the center is run in cooperation with Fukuoka Prefecture and various specialized agencies. They offer free support and advice on job hunting, employment, residency status, housing, medical care, education, and more. Excluding national holidays and year-end holidays, the center is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, and also on the third Sunday and fourth Sunday of each month. In addition to in-person consultations, support is also available online, by email, and by phone in 24 languages. There's also a multilingual portal site, Fukuoka is Open, which includes useful information for daily life and videos featuring foreign residents sharing what they love about Fukuoka. Be sure to check it out. We hope everyone can enjoy a fulfilling and comfortable life here in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information from Fukuoka City. There are a lot of people starting a new chapter in their lives in Fukuoka now, and that does typically mean buying new things or getting rid of old things, which brings us to garbage and the rules around garbage here. In Fukuoka City, garbage is separated into different categories. They are burnable, non-burnable, and plastic PET bottles and glass garbage, as well as oversized garbage. Other than oversized garbage, you can buy the bags for each type of garbage at convenience stores and supermarkets, so make sure you use the Fukuoka City garbage bags for throwing things out. The red bag is for burnable garbage. This is used for garbage like food scraps, paper waste, clothes, and plastics. The blue bag is for non-burnable garbage, which includes things like empty cans and glass or ceramics. And the yellow bag is for plastic PET bottles and glass bottles. The day on which garbage is picked up is specific to your neighborhood. Burnable garbage is picked up twice a week, and non-burnable and glass bottles and plastic PET bottles are picked up once a month. Garbage is picked up late at night, so garbage should be put out between sunset and midnight on your collection day in the designated location. If you need to find out when garbage is picked up in your neighborhood, you can do so by adding the official Fukuoka City LINE account to your friends list. Set your location when you add the account, and you will get notifications for the pickup day. And if you type in the name of the garbage you want to throw out, the account will tell you which bag you should put it in, so it's a pretty handy service. If you can't fit something you want to throw out in one bag because it's too big or is heavy enough to tear the bag, it's considered oversized garbage and needs to be thrown out through a different process. For oversized garbage, pickup can be arranged if you contact the Fukuoka City Oversized Garbage Center, or Sodaigomi Uketsuke in Japanese, by phone, on the internet, or through LINE. They'll tell you how much it will cost to throw away the item, where to put it, and on what day and time they'll pick it up. If you decide to call the Oversized Garbage Center, you can call 092-731-1153. Again, that is 092-731-1153. They have support for 23 different languages through an interpretation center. There's also a QR code service that provides information on garbage disposal rules in 10 different languages. Just check the Fukuoka City website for more information on that. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.